Erev Shabbos, Parshas Bei, Tavshin Ayin. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Following Makas Becheiris, following the final plague of the death to the firstborn, finally Pari gets up in the middle of the night and says, out, out, he wants us all out. We are finally, with his permission, able to leave Mitzrayim. Pasuk tells us there, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael me Ramses Sukesa, that the b'nei Yisrael traveled from Ramses to this place, Sukes. Kishesh me'es elef ragli ha'givorim levad mitaf. It was around 600,000 men, aside for the children. It's approximately 600,000. It's a funny thing that the Torah shouldn't give an exact number. It's not like this is the no times in the Torah. Plenty of times in the Torah we give exact numbers, exact calculations to things. Here, it was around 600,000. What does Kishesh Me'ais Elef Ragli mean? So for this, we go to the Zayar. The Zayar tells us like this. Ve'ele Shemais b'nei Yisrael ha'boim Mitzrayim, right in the beginning of Shemais, when they came down to Mitzrayim, these are the names of the children of Israel, ha'boim Mitzrayim, which came to Mitzrayim, Eis Yaakov, Ishu Beisebo. Says the Zayar, what is this Eis Yaakov? What is Eis including? So the Zayar says that Eis includes that aside for the fact that Hashem came down to Mitzrayim, as he told Yaakov Avinu earlier in Parshas Vayigash, Anochi Ered Imcha, I will go down with you, Hashem says. I will accompany you into Golos Mitzrayim. And I also will come up. And included, in addition to that, Hashem coming down, the Zayar says as well, there were 600,000 malachim that also accompanied Klal Yisrael into Golos Mitzrayim. And that, the Zayar says, that when Klal Yisrael left, they also left with these malachim, with these angels. As it says, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael me Ramses Sukkaisa, this pasuk here, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Lamed Zayin, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael me Ramses Sukkaisa, Kishesh me Yisrael elef ragli. According to the Zayah, that means that b'nei Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim as the 600,000 malachim. It's just like the malachim went out, they too went out. Which means we're comparing the B'nai Yisrael going out of Mitzrayim as if they were Malachim leaving Mitzrayim. Otherwise, there's no, why are you making this comparison? It means, yes, there were 600,000 Malachim who came down to Mitzrayim, went into Golos Mitzrayim, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself went out. But Hashem went out. We don't compare us to Hashem going out, but yet we compare us going out as the Malachim went out, so too we went out. Which seems to indicate that we were on some level like the Malachim that left Mitzrayim. Which the Sfasemes asks, how could that be? Yesterday we were in the Memtes Shari Tuma. Yesterday we were on the lowest of the low. We were at the brink of entire extinction, because when you get to the 50th level of Tumah, that's it. It's to the point of no return. How could it be that so quickly B'nai Yisrael were able to go from Memtes Shari Tumah and an entire about face to become like the angels leaving Mitzrayim, to become to the Madrega Malachim? That's his kasha. And he says, if we think about it, it's not so difficult to understand. It's not so schwer. Why? Because really, the Yid by himself, every Jew by himself, is pure, is clean, is tahor, is in a pristine state. When we go into Golus, what happens is that we get layers and layers of Tumah. We get caked over with Tumah on us. But as soon as you take them out of Mitzrayim, as soon as you take them out from that Sitra Achra, as he explains, as soon as you take them out from the Tumah of Mitzrayim, so then once again he's clean. We have to give a mashal to a toddler, 15 months old, 16 months old, and he's all clean and fresh, Mother just bathed him, and the toddler goes out to the backyard to play. And just happens to be that there was a tremendous rainfall just the day before, and all of the dirt that's in the backyard happens to be very muddy. And the mother thinks that the child's just going to play a little bit on the swings, and meanwhile, the child wanders off right into this mud, and he's enjoying himself playing with the mud and putting it all over himself. And you imagine not only that, but there was from the next door, unfortunately, there was a burst in the plumbing pipe from the next door, and some of that, shall we say, schmutz came over into this area where this little boy is playing. So not only does he caked over with mud and dirt and grime, but he also stinks like it. He's like sitting in a cesspool. Like, who would want to go near such a person, right? Who would go over here? I wouldn't go near such a kid, right? Who would go near such a child? Only the child's mother. But once the child's mother takes the kid, puts him in a bath, and cleans him, and takes off all the things, gets away the dirt, gets away the mug, gets away the smell, then you have there the beautiful child. Once again, this child could be mamish like a malach. Beforehand, a minute before, you say, this child looks like a malach, maybe the malach hamavis, but to be like a pure malach, the answer is that it's not real, it's just covered over, but once you clean him off, once you take that away, indeed, you can be like a malach. And that, the Sfasama says, is that's the pshat in the Yidden Bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim. True, they were memtes to Shari Tumah, but that's Tumah that's only over the neshama of the Yid. But the neshama of the Yid, that's Tahira, that's pure. And as soon as you can take away the gullus, take away all of the things that are blocking the neshama from shining and connecting directly with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then they can be like malachim. And that's why the Pasuk here is saying, according to the Zohar's understanding, when they went out of Israel, was Kishesh Meis Elef Ragli, as the 600,000 malachim that also went out of Mitzrayim. And that's why the Sfasama says, if we'll sometimes doubt the fact that Yidden in our generation could merit the coming of Mashiach, the Mashiach will come and say, "Ah, oh, come, Bnei Yisrael, you're the Yidden, you're the chosen nation. We're going to take you back to Yisrael, and you're going to go once again serve in the Beis Hamikdash." The Jews today going to serve in the Beis Hamikdash? We would think we step into the Beis Hamikdash, we'll be catapulted out of there because of the way we are. We should serve in the Beis Hamikdash, but that's only again. That's only because the Yid now, who's been in the Golos almost 2,000 years, indeed is so sunken in the mud and so full of dirt and so full of that stench, so it's hard for us to realize that. But as soon as we go out, we'll be able to be zeicher to that. But that's only, of course, for those that are willing to go out. If we go back to our mashal, and you have the mother's trying to get the kid out of the cesspool that he is enjoying so much, and says, "Come, it's time to go home, it's time to get cleaned up." And the child says, I'm very happy over here. I don't really want to." In his mind, this is Gan Eden. In his mind, he's having the time of his life. He's mamish enjoying himself. He doesn't realize what he looks like. He doesn't realize he's like full of mud and smell. But he's enjoying himself so much. He says, "I don't want to leave over here. This is great." So the Yidden, indeed, that said, "What, to go out? We want to leave from Mitzrayim? We're not interested in leaving Mitzrayim." Once the Makkah started, there was no slavery anymore. Once the miracles started, there was no oppression anymore. This is a very nice place. We're fine over here. Those were the Yidden that had to be killed in Makkah's Choshech. Those were the 4/5 that couldn't go out. Indeed, the little toddler who refuses to leave the mud pile that he's in, he'll never get a chance to be cleaned off. But that's what we understand, that's what Geula will be. And for us, number one, we have to believe in the fact that as soon as we're taken out of the Golos, the purity of the Bnei Yisrael, the purity of ourselves will shine through, and it will change immediately as Bnei Yisrael changed from being in the Memtes Shari Tumah to being on the level of Malachim. And we'll end with this. The Meshech Chochmah says, Gemara in Sanhedrin says in Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, right in the middle of the Amud. Tani Reb Simoi Omer. Simoi said, Nemar, it says in Parshas Vayera, in the Davul L'Shoina Shel Gula, the four expressions that we use in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, V'lokachti Eschem Li La'am, I will take them for me for a nation. V'nemar, and it says, V'heivesi Eschem El Oretz, and I will bring them to the land. Says the Gemara over here, we see from that there's a connection between Velakakti and Vehivesi, the taking out of Mitzrayim to the bringing into Eretz Yisrael. Makish Yitziyosim in Mitzrayim lebiyosan la'aretz. Ma biyosan la'aretz shnayim misamach ribu af Yitziyosim in Mitzrayim shnayim misamach ribu. Just like there was only a small percentage of those that went out of Mitzrayim who actually went into Eretz Yisrael, because from the 600,000 that left Mitzrayim, yet how many actually of those people in that number of 600,000 went into Eretz Yisrael? A mere two, Kolev and Yeshua. The rest all perished. It was only their children who went in. Says the Gemara, we see this comparison that those who went out and those who went in, it was only two people of the 600,000 that left. Says the Gemara, Omer Rava v'chein li Mois HaMashiach. So too will be in Mois HaMashiach. Shenem Rava Antze Shama Kimei Ne'urea Uchiyoyim Aloysa Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Says the Meshech Chochmah, what this Gemara is saying is that a person will think, oh, we understand in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to perform all these fantastic miracles because there were so many people seeing it and so many people that were merited the salvation, the redemption from Mitzrayim. So sort of Hashem, Kaviyachol, he bothered with it and it paid for him to make all these miracles. But now we look at the state of affairs of Klal Yisrael, how many are actually going to go out? How many are actually going to go out of this Golus and merit to see the coming of Mashiach? Says the Gemara, don't think that way. It can be a minuscule percentage, a minuscule proportion of Klal Yisrael that merits to go to Eretz Yisrael with the final redemption with Mashiach. But yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu still will display all of his miracles, and even greater miracles, as the Gemara Brachos tells us, than those in Mitzrayim. And it will only be maybe a small percentage of Jews that will merit to be there in the final Geula. But just like in Mitzrayim, only those that longed for it, those that were willing to say, I want to get out of the schmutz, I want to get out of this mud pile that I'm in, and then those who were willing to say that, indeed, then they were clean, they were washed, and then they came to the Malachim, to the Madrega Malachim. And so to us, no matter how sunk into the Golus we are, the one thing we do have to do is maintain the belief and maintain the hope and the longing that we will go out of the Golus. We have to prepare ourselves. We have to be Mashiachian. We have to be people who are willing to be ready when Mashiach comes. Reb Nosson Vachtveigel Zatzal, the late Mashgiach of the Yeshiva in Lakewood, Beis Medrash Gevoya, said he had a Kabbalah Ishmi Pit Yish. He has a Kabbalah directly from up until Rabbi Shua of Leib Diskin, who was the Rav Yerushalayim 100 years ago. He says that all Erlich Yidden will be saved when Mashiach will come. Who's an Erlich Yid? Who can be classified as a real Jew, as an Erlich Yid? He says those that maintain their separation between them and the rest of the world. There has to be a clear distinction. A Yid that looks like a Yid, not only on the outside, but he has to look like a Yid on the inside. Not only in shul, but even in his home. He has to make sure that he is different than the world around him. He is different in terms of his values and his standards and the way he carries himself. Indeed, if he's different, then Mashiach will recognize him. He is someone who's distinct. He's an Erlich Yid. He'll save. If we end, we'll go back to our mashal. Imagine this toddler who was playing in the mud and the dirt in the cesspool. Imagine if he was wearing an outfit. That the outfit also got dirty. And then he's brought in by his mother and he's cleaned and he's bathed. But we know those stubborn kids, they said, no, he still wants to wear that outfit. But the mother washes the outfit, and you know, sometimes you have those stubborn stains that don't want to get out. But you have the child who, no, but I still want to wear that. That's my favorite pair of pants. I still want to wear that, right? So are we that stubborn child, you know? It's true, I'm a Yid, and I want to look like Yid, but there's still part of me that still wants to maintain that article of clothing that has that mud on it, that has that schmutz. If we're not really willing to part with that, if we're not willing to say, you know what, when it will be time to get clean, not only is enough, I want to get out of the mud, I want to get cleaned off. Aside from that, we also want to say, you know, and I understand that I have to wear the other garments. I have to be dressed differently, meaning I have to act differently, I have to have a different value system, not only in shul, not only in home, not only outside, but inside, through and through. The neshama we have has to stay pure. If it does, then Mashiach will come, and indeed, in a moment's time, we will turn from just being Golus Yidden to being Geula Yidden. Agunar Shabbos.